Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
You know, Earth, Wind & Fire was in town last night.
Oh, my goodness.
They were up at the ABBA Theater.
We've seen them there before.
And Linda, you know, she lives way out there. Yeah. She was actually running in the backyard, and you could hear it.
I'm sure.
And she put up a video up and of them playing. I can't remember what song it was, but you hear it's plain as day.
Incredible.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, they're incredible. They're incredible. One of the best live shows on Earth. I'll never forget... had to be the early 80s, but my impression was they were already sort of has-beens, but seeing Tower of Power in a little teeny bar on the east side, and it was just incredible. You know, there's something about those smaller venues. I like we saw Ronnie Laws in that one. I think that bar was open for about a year. Incredible. I mean, you know, Ronnie Laws was spitting on us, man. We were so close. 866-821-8255 is the number.
And he wasn't even starting yet. That was the weird part. He wasn't even
wasn't even playing the sax.
The sax or the clarinet.
Yeah. You know what the clarinet is? I think they're the same thing.
It's a disconnected.
Alto sax.
Is it?
Yeah.
They just take the little
soprano sax.
Squiggly thing off of it?
I think so.
The bend off of it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it is.
Yeah. It's just a higher sax.
Yeah.
Sax, sax, sax. That's all we talk about here. 866-821-8255. 866-821-TALK.
What are you, Dr. Laura?
Yeah.
Come on. You're Dr. Dave, man, not Dr. Laura.
You know, we're talking about cutting the cable and a lot of developments in the cable industry, cable TV and internet. I can't think of a cable company that doesn't also provide internet. And in fact, they're some of the best at it. I mean, they really, that coax cable technology is got a lot of bandwidth in it. And it's just a good pipe to send internet down. But a lot of changes going on. We talked about Cablevision coming out with the cut the cable package. You get high speed internet for like $50 a month, a free antenna for over the air digital TV. Another big development this last week is the Comcast Time Warner Cable merger that was supposed to occur. They have given up.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I got mixed feelings. I do. Because what happens is, you know why they gave up? Well, I mean, at least partially. They may have given up because there was a lot of consumer backlash, and that may be. And if that's the case, then more power to you. But I'll tell you, I know for a fact, a significant amount of the reason they gave up may not be a majority of the reason, may not be all the reason, but a significant reason is they don't want to deal with the government regulators. The government regulators are impossible. It reminds me years ago, you know, pretty naive, about 1999 or 1998 when DOJ started going after Microsoft. And I didn't really understand why. I mean, I kind of understood why, but I didn't understand why Microsoft and not Apple. Why Microsoft and not, you know, another Intel? Why Microsoft, you know, what are the rules that apply to Microsoft and don't apply to the other companies for some reason? You know, what are the details? There must be some sophisticated, intelligent reasons why. Well, I learned that I was wrong. And I'll tell you something. I'm not kidding you. One of the people that I talked to, because I tried to boil it down as much as possible. And I'll never forget this. It was like, it took my breath away for a minute. At first, I thought they were joking. I said, well, now, what is it about a company's actions that make it antitrust or that makes it a trust problem? Is it the number of companies? You know, what is it? And if it is the number of companies, is there a number of the number of companies? Like if you take two companies, if you take a market nationally, let's use cable TV, for example. You take a market nationally that's got, let's say, six big companies. There's a lot of smaller regional ones, but, you know, there's six big companies, and everybody else drops way down below them. Mm-hmm. And as a result of two of those six coming together, you now just have five. Now, is that the threshold, or does there have, if you've got six and there's now three, is that when it becomes a problem? What's the threshold? What's the criteria? And they said, fewer companies. I said, so if you have 10,000 companies and two of them merge and make 9,999 companies, that's a problem. They said, yep. And I said, okay, thank you very much. That's it? Nothing else? Nope. That's it. Now look, that's one person. Maybe I go talk to another antitrust person at DOJ, they come up with a difference, but I swear to God, that was the response.
I just think they didn't have any patience and didn't want to engage you.
No, I think they were honest. I think that is a big deal. Now, maybe that's not the only deal. And maybe that was the big deal then with Microsoft. I don't know. But just bizarre to me, ways of thinking. And so the Comcast Time Warner Cable deal off, ostensibly voluntarily on their part. But they did express some tremendous concern and frustration with government regulators. And
well,
I think that's... Is that a surprise?
You know what? Here, listen to this. I'll go back to the Apple thing. We've talked about this over the years, but I'd like to revisit it. Because it does reflect or shine a light on, I think, issues that are pretty important to be honest about and talk about. But you talked about the antitrust. If there's one less, then you go after them. And so that's why they went after Microsoft. Well, we know that this happens daily.
Right.
So they can't. That's not really a legitimate answer.
Right. I agree.
But I really, truly believe in the Microsoft situation with the DOJ there. And we all know how this works. We're little, peons, so we don't know the people. But we know the dynamic. At the time, Microsoft was the big monster company.
Right.
They were the big evil
monster company.
Right. But why were they that? Why were they named and categorized like that? I feel, first of all, that they were a direct competitor with Apple. Apple was more of the hippie, feel-good,
well, they're the PC
lefty,
company. Microsoft is lib too.
Well, they are, but they're not. But if it comes between Apple and Microsoft, there's no question which one would stand out in the left would select as the company to be. And why is that? I think because what's weird because Apple's huge. They're a huge company.
Oh.
This monster.
They're the
most
valuable company on earth.
Right. So how can you be that and be the small guy?
Well, I can tell you one of the things, and this changed in the late 90s, early 2000s, 2000, 2001. And Bill Gates at the time, who was still at the helm, addressed it directly. They had always kind of considered themselves politically agnostic. Now, a lot of them personally were whatever they were. Libertarian, Democratic, Republican, Green Party, whatever.
Most of their money was, our products were purchased by people who had a lot of money, which were probably not a lot of their supporters as far as left-leaning people.
Well, what happened was...
Rush Limbaugh is a good example
and
of
Gates,
that.
No, I'm talking about Microsoft.
Oh, okay. Oh, I thought you were talking about Apple.
No, I'm talking about Microsoft. Microsoft realized we cannot... They didn't have lobbyists. They didn't make political campaign contributions.
That was another aspect.
They didn't do any of that. They were very agnostic, I think is the word, where they thought their business was technology and people, and that's what they did. Software and a little bit of hardware, and that's what they did. Well, they changed in about 2000, 2001 and started pumping money to Washington, D.C. And I think it helped them. I mean, I think it saved them, perhaps.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why their competitors had those lobbies and they didn't.
Yeah, it's interesting. Politics in everything. Back after this.
Hang on. More Computer Talk with Dave Mason on the way. Right after I put these two in timeout.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.